been homeschooling my own two children for the past 11 years. History, traditionally in school, is usually very boring. We all hated it. And it isn't until you're grown and you start watching some interesting movies set in a period, or you read some historical fiction, that you think, hey, you know, maybe this was interesting. Maybe this is something I could enjoy. And I've talked to so many parents who have started to enjoy history and teaching it to their children. First of all, to relieve your minds, there isn't a particular period or culture that has to be studied at any particular time. Every curriculum is different. And the traditional curriculum used in a public school skips all around, does everything very fast, kind of like a Reader's Digest or an encyclopedia approach, and never gives kids time to really get to know the people. Then they repeat all of that later, adding more to it. At the high school level, your kids need to know about American history, American government, and world history. Well, that's pretty much everything, wouldn't you say? So anything they do when they're younger, they'll draw on and go into more detail when they're older. So you can begin chronologically if you want to when they're very young. Let's start with creation and move forward and include Bible history. If you don't, if you want to skip around according to their interests, then you still need a way to give them a chronological framework. And a lot of the ideas that I'm going to share are in the Guides to History, which I do have at the Design and Study table. In there, you'll see how to make this chart of basic periods of history. Now, it doesn't matter what you name the periods. There are two different suggestions given in the Guides to History. You may pick something else from a textbook or a timeline book. But the important thing is that you give a section of history a name, like the Renaissance, you know, talking about the Middle Ages, and you have the Renaissance fairs, you know, that brings images to mind. You talk about the Middle Ages or ancient history. You want that to eventually evoke images in your child's mind of not only what it was like to live then, but where that fits chronologically.